it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Chicago, welcome in to the Chicago Sports Podcast presented by Goose Island. Goose Island is the official beer of CHGO. Go check them out at their tap room in Westtown. What's up, everyone? Kevin Kaduk, head of content at CHGO. Last, the Chicago Sports Podcast of 2023. I am joined by Mark the Carm Carmen.
Hi, Kevin. Good to see you. Emotional moment, end of the year. I'm so burnt out. I don't even know if I'm going to make it through the show.
Well, I'm going to ask that you try your best, but no, I'm sure you can do it.
I'm completely kidding. I feel great. I'm happy to be here. We might have just lost video or something's going on over there. Never mind.
Sorry about that.
This is your 23,000th hour talking Chicago sports and Justin Fields this year, so congratulations on that.
We had a fun show today, CHGO Bears. Check it out if you missed it. That's old Adam Rank jumping in here. And, it was a power situation.
We're joined, as always, behind the board by Lawrence Benedetto, our guy.
Oh, hello.
What's up, Lawrence?
How goes it?
Today, we're going to be talking about the top 10 stories in Chicago sports in 2023. I'm going to warn everyone, it's not the greatest list. This is not the late 90s. This is not the 90s. This is not even 2017 or 2018. I don't know.
It ain't shit, man.
But it does feature plenty of Connor Bedard.
Hey,
let's go.
This is the year that we set up the future, at least in two corners of the sports world.
One.
I'm going to go with two.
Two.
I'm going to go with two.
So Connor Bedard.
Yeah.
And then that's Bears. The Blackhawks. Oh, and then the Bears.
I think
we think the Bears are in a good place.
I do.
Okay.
I think they're in a really good place.
This will be a fun hour.
If you're watching the chat, hit that like button and make sure you comment on some of our picks here. This is actually according to a list that I'm going to be releasing on allchgo.com. So if you have any real big problems with it, bring them to me. I'm sure Lawrence will. Want to thank everyone for their support in 2023. It may not have been a great year for Chicago sports, but it was a great year for CHGO sports, and we can't do it without your support. So thanks for all the diehard memberships you've bought. Thank you for all of our partners that you've supported. Thank you for all the super chats, all the comments, all the emails, whatever. You know, Carm goes around town, people yell at him, give him support. It keeps him going, keeps his juice going on flowing here. So we appreciate it.
Gotta
everything.
Keep that juice going.
True, all of that. For real, it's been a phenomenal year of employment for me, and I think for everybody around here. I can speak for everyone, but I think that is a fair thing to do at this point. And it is true. When you're walking around town, somebody saying hello to me, which happened at the United Center this week. It was a lovely little convo.
It's all you've ever wanted.
It's true. I was talking to somebody who wants to be in the business. I'm like, listen, first of all, you should pick a lane. If you want to be a talk person, you should do talk. If you want to be a play-by-play person, you should do play-by-play. If you want to be a writer, you should write. If you want to be a producer, you should produce. But the faster you figure out what you want to do, the better. But you're never going to make a lot of money unless you really hit it, and you're going to work really odd hours. But you need to be excited about somebody saying hello to you and wanting to talk sports, because like some people will think you have a cool job.
That is actual currency.
Yeah.
We do have cool jobs.
We do.
Hey, before we go, we're going to do one. Before we go on with our top 10, we are going to do one last taking care of business award powered by ComEd. And this is going to be a year-long award. So this year,
okay, here we go.
Wow,
taking care of business award winner is also the youngest award winner in this history. 18-year-old Connor Bedard wins the inaugural
goodness.
Taking Care of Business Award for 2023. Thank you to ComEd. Connor Bedard owned owned like a big part of the. I don't want to say Chicago because like the Bears always own Chicago, but Connor Bedard owned as much as you can in this town.
He owns my heart.
He owned the hockey world. Whether it was his play in the juniors, I mean, everyone was waiting to get this guy. The draft lottery had so much hype and build up around it. Half of our CHEO Blackhawk shows this year were just kind of geared towards, do we have a chance of getting this guy? The Blackhawks get him. He comes in, and not only does he like live up to the hype, I think he's exceeding it. I mean, he's almost at a point of game pace. We're taping this a night after he, you know, two goals.
Game winner.
Packed, you know, at a packed United Center. Look, the Blackhawks are still a far way from contending, but you watch Connor Bedard and it's...
Were you watching at home last night?
I actually fell asleep.
You did? Okay. All right. So
at 8 o'clock starts tough for an old man.
Yeah, like I got it. You're get up at 3 a.m. to do your workouts. You're a legend. I was up because, you know, I don't do that. And the overtime period was unbelievable. 2 minutes of like, I watched like the last 3 minutes of the third period and then in overtime. And it was just, it was phenomenal action. And then he scores the game winner in insane Connor Bedard fashion. And they show the crowd. Like, Lawrence, were you watching?
Yes, I was.
Did you notice the woman in the second row who was literally, there was a random Hawks fan crying like they won the Stanley Cup.
Well, you know, last night on the CSGO Blackhawks postgame, they talked about how Jay brought up the Beatles in 1963, how women were crying when they came to the Ed Sullivan show and all that.
Yeah.
And that's what they were thinking. Like, is this young woman, like, is she that excited that she got to see that and witness that, that she's overcome with emotion? It was very cool.
It was. And I'm like, oh my God. Cause full house, holiday crowd, tickets were expensive last night. If you're doing the game time secondary angle, I mean, it was like $100 to get in there, period.
Yeah.
So, you know, full festive mood, and then you're there, and it's, I don't know, family time. You're having a great time, and then he wins it for you, and they've lost 9-10 to the Jets. They just gave up 5 goals in the third period to the Blues and lost 7-5. So maybe just a little bit in need of something good to happen, and there it was.
Kind
that's
of
the
dark,
most
man.
Hockey talk you'll ever get from me, by the way. That's about as good as I'll
you
ever
blacked
do.
Blacked out. Yeah,
so my girls got Connor Bedard jerseys for Christmas.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of cool. They've got the tiny little jerseys, which are really sweet on a 7 and 9 year old. We went to the game 3 days before Christmas against the Canadians.
Great pick.
Great start, but not a great finish. But we had a good time, and I'm looking forward to Connor Bedard being, you know, their Kane and Taves, their Hall and Nikita. Jordan Pickett, whatever
you put on the Facebook or whatever social media world, they're all in. Was that overstate?
They are in.
They're in.
So we left early because they're little kids. We don't want to get stuck in the United Center parking lot. And my little one melted down. She wanted to stay till the end. I was like, dude, it's 4-2. They've got zero push. They're not possessing the puck. They are not coming back.
That's adorable.
Trust me, this is what your dad does for a living. He knows when there's a chance, and that there's no chance.
Now, quick question: you spent how much money on the jerseys?
They were a Christmas present.
Okay.
The elf brought them.
But they were, course. I won't say anything else. You could also purchase this beautiful t-shirt from the CSGO locker. Now, of course, it might be a little large on them, but just wash it a couple times maybe, and that might work.
They will definitely enjoy that, but I don't think they'll understand the 8-bit hockey reference.
They're how old?
7 and 9.
So that's right in my range. First ever Chicago Stadium trip, Bulls, Atlanta Hawks. We're talking like Orlando Woolridge, Quinton Daly, maybe even before that. It could have been Reggie Theus era. And 112-107 loser. And I was like, let's stay. We were in the first balcony. And there was like, nah, it's over. I'm like, nah.
I mean, I don't blame her for crying because, I mean, that was one time I went to a Bears game with a high school girlfriend, and her dad, after the third quarter, was like, we're out of here.
I was like, what?
What?
No.
And I don't, like, it was a Monday night game. They may have been playing the Cowboys. No, it was the game the guy fell out of the stands to catch the ball.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That was Packers. I don't know how close it was when we left, but I was still pissed.
I would have been, too. Are you kidding? We're not leaving. I'm not leaving.
Clearly did not end up with that woman.
Well, I mean, you got young kids, so that's different, but... Yeah. Those who leave games early, come on, man. You can do better.
All right. Top 10 stories of Chicago sports 2023.
Here we go.
It was a little hard. It wasn't that hard of a list to make. I mean, the obvious stuff was obvious. The bottom of this list, I think there was a couple things. I didn't want to like kind of really give it to all just of like the five core teams. And I did want to work in some other things because sure. There were some big stories. So number 10, I am going with an injured Lionel Messi and no shows in Chicago for a sold out game. The biggest in Fire history, the biggest crowd, people paying hundreds of dollars. Yeah. On the secondary market, actually from the club themselves. And, you know, when those tickets went on sale, people looked at it. Hey, it's a midweek game, shitty Soldier Field turf. There's no way the best athlete on earth is going to come here and say, you know what, this is something I really need to lay out for. And, probably a week or two leading up to the game, it kind of became apparent Lionel Messi might not be coming up here to play.
And then he ends up flying up. People got excited at the last second, and then he doesn't play.
I don't even think he came up here, did he?
I don't think
he traveled at all. Or was it a last-minute thing?
I don't remember.
He was rumored on the day of coming. Maybe he didn't end up coming. But I'm pretty certain he was here, but he didn't play. And I am 100% certain that my phenomenal junior in high school Lane Tech superstar niece, who's dominating on the soccer field and one day is going to replace Mia Hamm as one of the all-time greats, she wanted to go to the game, and I'm seeing these prices, so I'm reaching out to Fire personnel trying to get the tickets, and I'm not getting any response, and then I'm reaching out again, and I'm not getting any response, yeah. And then I reach out, I'm like, all right, last gasp, can't just ask you one more time, because this guy told me, he's like, if you ever need tickets, reach out, I got you. So that's why. So I felt like I could.
Right.
Hey, Mark, really sorry. We don't have any extras, but just so you know, I don't think Messi's going to play. So you can let your niece know that. and that's how that ended.
It's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Ian in the chat points out that Messi has already played in Soldier Field Copa America 2016. That is, of course, true. This would be his first trip for the MLS. And Messi going to the MLS was actually one of the bigger stories in the world for sports in 2023. So.
But he didn't show up this year, and that is a typical Chicago sports story in 2023. Someone not showing up.
It's absolutely true.
Yep. This is accurate.
Number nine. This is right up Carm's alley. Pat Fitzgerald's 17-year tenure as coach of the Northwestern Wildcats comes to an unceremonious end after hazing allegations rock that program. For a long time, we thought that Pat Fitzgerald had about the most secure job in college football for anyone not named Nick Saban, right? And that all ended in a very quick span and over the summer.
Yeah, I hated it. I still hate it. Northwestern's recruiting class this year is 97th in the country and last in the Big Ten. So the Cats had a great year. Won seven games to get into a bowl game, won their eighth game, winning the Las Vegas Bowl, beating Utah was a phenomenal win, and David Braun being the coach of the year was a tremendous story. But Fitz obviously needed to do better with whatever was going on, but this was not some Penn State situation. I'm not going to try to relitigate here. So I was just stunned the way it ended. I thought that it was not handled well. Should have been suspended 3-4 games. That would have landed a whole lot different than when they suspended him for 2 weeks when they weren't even practicing. So that just brought so much attention. And
it kind of played out so quickly, and not with a lot of due process, it almost seemed like. I have no ties to Northwestern. I don't really care one way or the other.
How's his lawsuit going?
I was going to say, so that's the other part of this. He brought a $130 million wrongful termination lawsuit against Northwestern that's going to maybe kind of hang over that program. But as you pointed out, David Braun, who was hired as defensive coordinator last, I think, January or February, kind of came into the situation. All of a sudden, he finds himself as head coach of the program. Never been a head coach before at any level, let alone Division I, and did a pretty nice job. Do you have any hopes for him going forward?
I do. He did what was a great lesson for anything. Like, he wasn't obviously planning on coming here and being the head coach, but he came as the defensive coordinator, made a point of sitting down with everybody on the defense to try to build that relationship that, you know, you're coming off a team that won one game, and guys probably having some serious doubts about who's this new guy coming in from North Dakota State. He also made a point of getting to know everybody on the offensive side of the ball. So when the Fitz thing came down, he got support from that locker room like, hey, you don't need to look outside. We like this new guy that you hired. And then, you know, they play with this huge chip on their shoulder. They're 1-2. They're down 31-10 to Minnesota at home. Team looks like they were lucky to have one win at that point, let alone the fact they were going to turn around that game. They come back and they win that game 37-34. I left, which was...
Is that one of your poor decisions in 2023?
That was my worst sporting fan decision of you know, because that was just a bad job. But they came back and they won that game, and then they, you know...
You already told two stories about us leaving sporting events early.
Yeah. Well, that one, because I was, you know, I had girlfriend Jackie there, and I'm like, do I, you know, she's being a good trooper. Like, would you like to go? They're down 31-10 at the start of the fourth quarter. We don't have to stay to the end. And she was totally fine staying. Like, her friends were there. Like, they were, and, you know, everyone was happy, but I was just trying to look out. She's like, oh, okay. Like, it wasn't, you know, she was, and then the, you know, yeah. Any rate. That's what happened, but it's too bad the and stunning the way the Fitz thing ended.
Yeah, you know, a lot of changes ahead for the Big Ten too. They added two more programs, Washington, Oregon, to bring their count to 18. They're all coming in next season. It's going to be crazy. I mean, Northwestern's run in the Big Ten West, which, you know, at some points would actually kind of allow them to be competitive.
Exactly.
That's over.
Yep.
And as a Wisconsin alum, that gravy train is over for us.
Right.
So it's kind of sad.
Everybody in the Big Ten West, Iowa, Wisconsin, Northwestern, who all felt like you had a fighting chance at least to get to the Big Ten championship game to get killed by Ohio State or Michigan, that fighting chance is gone.
I'm interested to see what this is going to be like and what fan interest is. And look, a date against UCLA in the Rose Bowl seems fun. Playing USC, you know, having USC come to Camp Randall seems fun, but it's also not the Big Ten that we grew up with.
Right. And when you look at the non-revenue sports, like softball's got to travel
it's
out
the worst.
To Washington.
Chip Kelly said it best.
Yeah.
Just let football do this and leave everyone else alone in their own conferences.
Yeah.
Notre Dame can be independent in football. So can every other school in the country. It's really... It is it's ridiculous.
It's all about money, obviously, because
yeah, the
Big
Olympic
Ten,
sports.
At least the Big Ten used to be, they used to actually pay some attention to academic reputation. It was a big thing if you went to a Big Ten school. Well, okay, now you can add Stanford and you can add Berkeley. They have zero interest in either of those schools because the money doesn't make sense.
Right, right. Yeah.
It just sucks for all the Olympic sports. I hate it. I hate it so much.
I hate all of it. Every bit of Northwestern's opening up next season against Washington. Like, okay.
Purple power.
Yeah. So,
all right. Number eight, Zach LaVine's injury changes the complexion of the Bulls season.
Wow. It's been fun. One of the greatest injuries of all time. This Bulls team is all of a sudden fun.
They are.
Shout out to Io. Dude stepped up in that two guard role, winning player, guarding on one end, facilitating on the other, stepping up and making some shots here and there, more than here and there. Kobe's on a whole nother level, looking like an all-star. And I'm on the Andre Drummond train. Let's go. 20-20, 24-25, 24 rebounds, 25 points, or 25-26, whatever it was. That was insane.
Have you ever seen anything like this, though, in Chicago sports, where a star player went out and it actually improved the team?
I mean, it's sort of like he's in Milton Bradley land.
Oh,
It's not that bad, but it's...
Milton Bradley's not a star either.
Let's think about this. Addition by subtraction. You know what? Okay, I'll give you one. And I don't think the Bulls are going to win the NBA championship. But a lot of people didn't like the Carlos Lee for Scott Podsednik trade. How can you get rid of El Caballo? This guy hits bombs. Yeah. And they actually upgraded by getting the pesky guy at the top of the lineup who was more of a winning player for them. I'm reaching, but there's one.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to, I mean.
I got nothing. I mean a cannoli. I don't know. I got nothing.
It's on brand for you, Lawrence. Yeah, I don't know. But I am happy for the CHGO Bulls crew because they get out to a 5-14 start, and I think, man, this is going to be such a slog of a season. And we were counting down
White Sox
days.
Part two.
Right. We were counting down the days to where LaVine could be traded. And, okay, what do we do with Alex Caruso? What do we do with
I mean, I was DeMar, literally in their post-game chats every night being like, well, only 65 games to go of this. Or, you know, like,
right,
night,
right.
Like 64.
And now they're fun to watch. I mean, yeah. It's just the NBA, I think, at its best is when it's an actual team game. And it does kind of underscore, yes, you do need a superstar, but you also do need a team. So, and, you know, there is a ceiling for this team probably, but...
And they have their superstar in DeMar. The problem, they tried to trade him. At least we're having conversations. That's been out there, and nothing happened. Now he's hurt, and so that's on hold. Arturas, you're not getting anything for him. To get rid of the money is a win. There's no big haul coming in for Zach LaVine and his $230 million contract. Anybody that would take him, that's your win. Right. So they were holding out for something big, and it's like, dude, no one's given up something huge for Zach LaVine. Everybody sees what
Especially
Zach LaVine
now
is.
After they see.
Yeah. And well, now you're probably not going to be able to get rid of the contract. Right. So they did not handle that right.
All right. We're going to get on with number seven. But first, I want to tell people that it is getting easier for businesses to switch to electric vehicles. That is something we can all get behind for the health of the planet, for the well-being of all of us who share it, Carm.
That's exactly right. The electric grid is evolving, Kevin, to meet your cleaner energy needs as we all move with confidence toward an electric tomorrow. Whether you have one delivery van or a whole fleet of shipping trucks, ComEd can help guide you to make the changes that make sense.
So what should business owners do if they want to take advantage of this program, Carm?
You know what to do. You go to comed.com/clean. You're going to learn more about the resources, fleet rebates, and infrastructure incentives available to help businesses go electric. If you own a business, don't wait. Start making your plan today to switch to electric vehicles. It's good for business. It's good for the planet. It's good for all of us. Go to comed.com/clean.
Did you say comed.com/clean?
You know I did. Comed.com/clean. Go now and see how going electric connects us to a better way of doing business and a better future for generations to come.
All right, so Carm mentioned Game Time earlier in the podcast, and he mentioned that tickets to the United Center for these games are a little bit more expensive than they usually are because people are home for the holidays. You know, maybe they only come to Chicago to see mom and dad or grandma and grandpa. Oh. They want to get their Blackhawks, their Bulls game in for the year, so those tickets are going to be more expensive. But while they're expensive, you still won't find a cheaper price on the market than at Game Time, because Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all these sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you, and they always feature killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and their best price guarantee. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. You know, the one thing I think is overlooked here on Game Time is you can find, you know, maybe it's you, your brother, and your cousin that want to go to the game. Three is kind of hard to find, but you can filter down and say, all right, here's the set of threes within the United Center that I can go see. So make sure you check out Game Time. Check out all the views from the seats before you buy them. And, you know, check out that lowest price guarantee, because if you find something priced in a similar section somewhere else, they may be able to refund your money. Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. And they are always obsessed with finding ways to help you save money on tickets. The Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. And if you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. If you still need a great holiday gift, if you missed that deadline earlier in the week, hop on there, pick up a pair of tickets, go see the Bulls, Blackhawks, or whatever. Maybe the Bears on New Year's Eve. That actually might be a cheaper ticket.
I can't believe tickets for tonight versus Indiana, which is not what you want to hear right now. They were down, first of all, they were like $40. Then they jumped to $60. And right now, the cheapest ticket to get in the United Center is $110.
Because everyone cleared out the cheaper stuff.
They just, I mean, people.
But check out, I mean, they do those flash deals, so you never know.
Well, look, the cheapest all-in, by the way, on Game Time right now is $110. And if you went all-in on other secondary markets, it's well over that. So I just, again, Game Time's the best value.
So download the Game Time app, create an account, and if you use the code CHGO, you'll get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code CHGO for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. All right, number seven. We lost some people in Chicago sports. And when I think about people from my dad's generation, there was a lot of great athletes in the 60s and 70s. And we've lost a lot of them over the last 10 or 20 years. And two of the giants that were still left were Dick Butkus and Bobby Hall. Bobby Hall passed away in January. Obviously, his death sparked a lot of conversation just kind of about Bobby Hall. And we all know what comes with that. In October, a few hours before the Bears played Washington, we got news that Dick Butkus died. And that came as a little bit more of a shock because Dick was actually at the opening game against the Packers in September looking pretty good. And to lose someone like Dick Butkus, who not only was, you know, probably on the Mount Rushmore of Chicago Bears, but just on the Mount Rushmore of Chicago sports, because he went to Chicago Vocational High School, was a star there, you know, son of the South Side, went to the University of Illinois, just kind of defined the position there, and then, of course, starred with the Bears for so long. That was a big, big blow. And then
my dad apparently ate lunch with him every Friday at the University of Illinois.
Your dad did?
Yeah. After he passed away, my dad started telling me this. Yeah, because my dad played football in high school and played against him, apparently. But so, lived in the dorm near him or something. And so they knew each other. And I was like, what? Okay, Dad. Right on.
Seems like you should have mentioned that before.
Yeah. Didn't ever hear about that.
So I think those are the two biggest deaths. But then the third one, I think you also throw in there, is the death of Rocky Wirtz, I think, in August. And that obviously had a lot of ramifications because his son Danny now takes over as the fourth generation of the Wirtz family to run the Blackhawks. But anything really kind of stick out to you about any of them?
Well, I mean, the Butkus thing, you know, I've interviewed him. It was a treat to be able to talk to a legend. The day of it, I remember you reaching out to me, like, have you heard anything about Dick Butkus? And so I reach out to Dan Hampton, name drop, who's, you know, knows friends with Dick, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, no, I saw him 5 days ago, completely healthy. So, like, I was thinking that it was a non-thing, and then about a half hour later, the news came down. So,
right.
Obviously, the source that you would...
Did we ever find out what
he? I think it was a heart attack, if memory serves. But just did a lot of great things on and off the field. His foundation or whatever charity work, he was doing a lot of with mental health stuff. That was sort of the soft side of Dick. Mm-hmm. But it was, you know, that, like, in Chicago football sports names, period.
Right.
I mean, Dick is way, way up there. So that was...
There's not a lot of people left from that really era. I think probably the two most visible right now are Billy Williams and Fergie Jenkins. Mike Ditka to a much lesser degree. You know, we don't see a lot from Mike lately. But now it's kind of like, now the guys that we grew up with are kind of becoming... Coming the old timers, just crazy. It's like now, you know, you're Ryan Sandbergs and maybe even like a Frank Thomas is considered the old timers. So,
right.
Ozzie Guillen.
Ozzie, so that was sad. Managing, and where's he managing? He won something yesterday.
I saw that. Was it like Venezuela?
I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't want to say that what I'm going to say here, but like you say that and it's like MJ 60.
MJ, you know, yeah, I should have said MJ, Scottie Pippen.
I mean, that's...
They don't come around
right
much, so...
He's going to be 61 in February.
Yep. All right, number six. Kenny Williams and Rick Hahn fired in the middle of a 101-loss season. That was a bit of a surprise. I think that kind of came down at, like, 5 o'clock. I was taking my kids somewhere, and...
Later.
Like, wow, that actually happened.
Yeah.
3 weeks after the trading deadline.
Later. I mean, it was... I mean, I was, for whatever reason, I was at Guaranteed Rate that night.
You're a huge Sox fan.
Were you there for the it was like a video about the hat or something?
Maybe I'm misremembering this. I think I was there the night that they that Rick, he announced Maybe he announced that he was stepping down. Was that how that went down?
No.
They were fired.
He got fired.
So then he was there to announce a trade. They had moved some that they had made a major deal, and then what it would mean.
They trade like Jake Berger or something?
It wasn't the Berger trade. It was.
That's the only. Giolito?
I don't know.
That's right. That's exactly what it was. And that's like, and people were asking, well, what does this mean for you? What do you want to call? And you could just see that. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be here or not. And then a month later, he was out.
So it was obvious that some change needed to happen. Obviously, the scene has been a bad one for White Sox fandom for the last 2 years. But it wasn't very satisfying because they move these two guys on, and then they move up one of their proteges, and Chris Getz directly into his job. And look, Chris Getz may do a great job, but the absence of any sort of like due process or an actual search is just kind of like, well, this is why the White Sox are what they are. They're an unserious franchise.
Well, I don't think the franchise has ever been lower than where they're at right now. I mean, if the White Sox send out season's greetings on Twitter, the responses back are like, you know, the one finger salute. I mean, people are so angry right now. And then you throw in, you know, Jason Benetti's now the voice of the Detroit Tigers. The club's not winning. Pedro Grifol resonates with no one. It's just, it is a tough time right now on the South Side. And
only 162 games to go in the 2024 season. Yeah.
I played with where to put Jason Benetti's departure on our list. And ultimately, he's on our honorable mentions, which we'll cover later. But yeah, I mean, so many bad things happened. Tim Anderson played his last game. And I don't know if that was a bad or good thing, but they let him walk without anything or...
I mean, it's a terrible ending to a guy that's...
absolutely.
You know, he was face of franchise, hit bombs into cornfields. Yeah. You know, we changed the game or the whole thing. I mean...
He gets knocked out by Jose Ramirez, which was a memorable part of this year, but not a good outcome for the White Sox or Tim Anderson. Some woman comes into the game, somehow ends up getting shot for reasons that have still not been told.
She snuck in... She had the gun in her pants.
No, in her fat folds.
In her fat
that
fold.
Has not been confirmed.
Is that confirmed?
I mean, it sounds like a great story, just like, you know, but it's...
She hid the gun. Maybe it's not. Okay, maybe that's not right. That's amazing, so, that story.
2023, clearly forgettable for the Chicago White Sox. They lose 101 games, and somehow it's still not even the worst output in Major League Baseball. I think it was, the fourth?
I don't know. They sucked. It was terrible.
The Rockies were worse, the Royals were worse, and someone else.
Pirates? I don't know. Seems like they're always terrible.
What's up, Baloney? He says, I do not envy Herb and Sean having to talk Sox every day. Don't forget Vinny. They do a great job covering a tough product.
Thank you.
Completely agree.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, nowhere to go but up, baby.
It's a tough
Number game. Five, Cubs hire Craig Counsell away from the Milwaukee Brewers after firing David Ross. That one was a shocker. I think of all the things that kind of come out of really left field, that one was definitely one we did not see coming.
No doubt. You're firing David Ross. You nearly made the playoffs. This is a Chicago beloved dude, and you're giving Craig Counsell $40 million over 5 years, eight a season. Wow. Okay.
And then you don't do anything for the next 2 months.
Then you talk Shohei, but you don't talk Shohei because you can't talk Shohei. You don't come close to getting Shohei. And now are you going to pay market value for Cody Bellinger? Which feels like a huge risk, but maybe
I originally had on here. I actually had Cody Bellinger kind of leads the Cubs on a playoff push, but then I just kind of remodeled it because I just kind of thought, well, the way the season kind of ended, and I don't know necessarily that David Ross deserved to lose his job, but it's kind of a Matt Eberflus type deal where it's like, well, he clearly didn't show a lot to continue staying here. The upgrade was there. And the Cubs took it.
That's an interesting parallel we could draw. Thank you for that. Might have to use that on CHGO Bears.
Here we go.
Here comes Matt Eberflus was just David Ross without the beloved part. David Ross without the beloved.
Yeah, except for the part where anyone would actually care that he left. Like,
wasn't a lot of people shedding tears for David Ross leaving.
Right, but at least he had a reason. Like, he was a beloved figure in Cubs land. Like, no one cares about Matt Eberflus. No. If you want him to stay or not, it's not like he's got some, like, who cares?
There's some Flusies out there. There's a couple of Flusies.
You are.
I don't even know if I am. I
just like saying his name. I just like his last name.
I like having fun with the Floose.
The Floosey Floose.
He's such a good Floose.
Number four, Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane say their goodbyes. It wasn't a package deal. Patrick Kane was traded away on the last day of February to the New York Rangers. Jonathan Toews stayed a few more weeks and got his final goodbye. Lawrence and I went out there together. We were able to watch that. That was a memorable night. But
do you remember when he scored the goal?
Yeah.
Was that when I was walking back to the seat with food and you may have actually...
Lawrence was so mad that he had tied the game. The game had been tied. He came back here. He was in Cody Delmendo land.
Well, I wasn't
They
that
just
bad.
Blew their chance of getting Connor Bedard. They got...
It wasn't great.
But remember, then Toews also missed the breakaway.
Correct.
Yeah.
He blew it in overtime.
Which, had he sunk that, then...
But remember, I was bringing a beer back. Wasn't that the second period when he scored?
I believe that's right, yeah.
And, like, you had to stand up to let me by, and I believe he scored as that was happening.
We both missed, yeah. I think that's right.
And I was like, oh, sorry.
Remember Patrick Kane? I think Patrick Kane
in the building. We saw it.
Patrick Kane in a second-to-last game actually buried the overtime winner kind of from a similar spot to where Bedard was last night. So, you know what? It was time, I think. You know, there's still part of me that wishes Patrick Kane was on this team. I think he...
Ditto.
Yeah, I still think that he'd have a lot of utility here. I didn't really buy the, oh, they got to move on. I think that Patrick Kane could probably teach Connor Bedard a lot of what to do and what not to do as an 18-year-old.
You could sign me up for it. Yeah. He doesn't need to be in Detroit. Come on, man.
Because there's just part of me that's still, it's still weird to me that I'm watching, looking on the ice and 1988's not going to come over the boards.
I get it. What do you think happens with Toews? You think it's...
I think it just kind of fades away. I don't think it...
You don't think it comes back again?
I think he's done, yeah. I hope so for his own health.
Okay. I read something where he certainly wasn't ruling it out.
Yeah, so he didn't retire, but that whole thing was weird, too. Remember, like, the Blackhawks put out a thing, and they're like, this is Jonathan Toews' last game, and like,
I'm not saying that, but thank you to the Hawks.
Right. I'm glad that we got a chance to say goodbye.
I remember when you guys were going.
Number 19, my favorite player.
Felt like a big night, yep.
Yeah. All right, CHGO is supported by Goose Island Beer Company. It's Chicago's beer since 1988. We know and love that beer roster. They got the Beer Hug family, 312 Wheat Ale, the Full Pocket Pills. Lawrence, I picked up two bottles of Bourbon County Brand Stout and a Binny's trip last week. Treated myself.
Oh, yeah?
I got one of the original bottles. Original
okay.
flavor.
Okay.
And then I got one of the variants, the Bananas Foster.
Ugh.
No, not a big fan of banana beer.
I hate bananas.
I love bananas, so I'm looking forward to enjoying that on Christmas Eve. New Year's Eve.
All right. Well, I'll be here watching the terrible Chicago Bears play football.
Well, after that, you should go over to the tap room on Fulton Street, grab their ultra fresh brewery exclusive beers at Goose Island. The original brew house, Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
And a shout out to our friends at Midtown Athletic Clubs. There are four of them in Chicagoland, one in Palatine, one in Bannockburn, one in Willowbrook, and then the Midtown Athletic Club and Hotel in the middle of Bucktown and Lincoln Park. Midtown Palatine has launched a multi-million dollar transformation of the club. The club was sweet already. It's going to be even better. That should be done early 2024. And, I mean, Midtown Chicago, basically the nicest fitness club you've ever been in. Thank you to Midtown, by the way, for hosting us for dinner one night over there and played some tennis. That was awesome. Kevin got injured but then recovered beautifully because he was at Midtown.
Still not invited to that night, but that's fine. Not over that.
We missed you. There is something for everybody, including Lawrence there. Children, by the way, are included with the family membership. I mean, look, indoor pool, outdoor pool, hot tubs, boxing, yoga, spin, cross training, the greatest tennis courts ever, pickleball courts, paddle tennis, all of it. Just absolutely phenomenal. Take care of yourself. Have some fun. Make some new friends. Head over to midtown.com/CHGO. You can find out more and you can tour the Midtown Athletic Club nearest you.
Got any New Year's resolutions, Carm?
So, yes, I do. I haven't put them all down yet.
Okay.
But
any fitness related ones?
Yes.
What are they?
Well, we're focusing on flexibility and strength. I haven't dialed up like a marathon quite yet, but flexibility, strength, and early goal is to swim once a week.
Oh,
get the swim in the repertoire.
I've never wanted to do swimming.
Not 20 minutes.
Not very good at it.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
Just. Heard,
yeah.
It just it opens up the hip.
It ruins your hair, doesn't it? That's why.
Part of it, but a drag. I've heard like to actually get like a really good workout with swimming. Like you really got to be going. Like it's not a.
No,
it, really got to get things going.
I'm not looking for like the burn calorie swim thing. I'm looking for the get out of the pool and my body just feels so much better.
Yeah.
I'm just in the.
You know, what do you think about like that? Those ice cold baths.
I don't buy it.
I don't either.
I think
this seems like something for rich assholes to do.
Well, you're also
cold
I think you're
plunge thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're doing to me. It feels like you're doing damage to something. You go in there, your heart starts.
I think those
racing.
People are so dead. They just want to feel alive. I'm fucking serious.
Oh my God.
I'm just telling you, when I try to do that, I'm going like,
have you done it?
Yeah. And it's just, there's no way that's good for you. Now,
where'd you do it at?
Well, they've got them. They've got different cold tubs at different health clubs that I belong to. So, and I'll say this, and maybe it's just somewhat of a mind trick that's going on, but I'll play like 2 hours of tennis and then I'll get in the cold tub and I mean, my legs will be shot and I'll get out of there after like 4 minutes. I'm like, let's go. I swear. I feel like I can do it again. But I'm seeing more and more doctors say that it actually doesn't help with inflammation.
Like I could see it, you know, being a sort of thing. I just like people who are doing it like every day and people who are doing it for TikTok or Instagram. Come on, man.
Well, yeah, obviously don't listen to anyone who does anything for fucking clout on TikTok. Who gives a shit? But I did it this summer in Whistler.
And
it was it was a spa. We did like the hot or a sauna, then a cold tub. Then a hot, it was like hot, it was like, you know, this back and forth to resting 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever. And it was like, I was frightened of the cold plunges, but it was fine. It was not terrible.
Have you ever done the AIR experience? AIRE?
No.
Okay. So it's in River North, super fancy place. Like there's 6 tubs. Mm-hmm. So you can go from the hot to the cold to the whirlpool to the one of them swims outside. And then if you're spending the real money, then you get like a 30-minute massage after that. It's probably runs you about $300, but it is an experience. So I'm recommending that for you, Kev, and they should sponsor us. There you go.
There was nothing under the tree from Carm on Monday. So maybe you can make up for it.
There we go. That's
all right. Our final three biggest stories of 2023 in Chicago sports. We're going to go with number 3. Starting off with Ryan Poles secures a big haul from Carolina for that number 1 pick. Kind of folded into that is the emotions. And we did feel alive when Lovie Smith wrapped up that win, Texans over Colts, on week 18 of last season.
That was my most fun day on the CHGO Bears podcast last year when it happened and Greg Braggs humped the inflatable bear and Corey Wooten was here and the one balloon was born and it was so out and completely came out of nowhere that happened, but it happened. And now we're in the middle of enjoying it because God bless the Carolina Panthers. Let's go.
And it sets up like what could be a top 5 story for next year. I mean, maybe even the number 1 story, because if they get the number 1 pick,
I mean, it's already locking in as 2024's top story. Because no matter what the hell they do, it's the biggest damn story that we're going to be talking about for the next...
What if the Bears...
How many months?
You're probably right.
Yeah. It's either they're sticking with... We're standing with Fields, thanks to you guys, or we're going with Caleb Town.
I find it fascinating. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do, Ryan? Because if you do it right, whatever it is, you're setting the franchise up. And if you do it wrong, we're going to continue to be living in Deathland for... however long.
You just have to give Poles credit for identifying the Panthers as the team to trade for. I mean, I don't know how much he knew, but to actually recognize that number 1 pick in 2024 was going to have that much value, that Bryce Young would not change their fortunes that much. I mean, it's just huge because you trade that number 1 pick, you get DJ Moore, You get a second round pick that turns into Tyreek Stevenson. You get the number one pick in 20. Then you also get, you know, the pick that turned into Darnell Wright. You get whatever happens at the top of this draft. And then I think you have a second rounder in 2025. Is that right?
So, I think so, right? I think so.
That sounds correct. I'd have to double check the old
right
Carm Ledger here. But regardless.
So like every time Velus Jones Jr. does something dumb, or you think about, you know, you see Chase Claypool sitting his ass on the sidelines in Miami. You think about the haul that Ryan Poles orchestrated there.
Yeah, and no GM is perfect. That was Poles has done a very good job. He has put himself in position to be a legend.
And yes, it is 2025 second round pick.
There you go.
I just think if they had traded with Houston, which, you know, the Cardinals did that, right? They swapped with Houston, and now their pick from Houston is like 18 or 20. I mean, like,
yep.
And so that's, yeah, you're right. I mean, that's a smart decision to go with dumb Carolina.
And there was definitely some luck involved in there too. But he nearly had a three team trade done. He wanted to go from 1 to 2. To 9, and then the Texans slept on it, so he just decided to go from 1 to 9. So that would have been that Houston would have flipped with Carolina, but maybe Houston figured out that these bozos are going to take Bryce Young. We'll be able to get CJ, so we don't have to do it. Or they just straight lucked out. We don't care who we get between the two. We like them both the same. I'm not trading to move up because I literally like both of them. I would think the first one's more likely.
Yeah.
Number two, I think this might be a little controversial. I think Lawrence might have a problem with this. And it's fine if he does. But I have Connor Bedard being drafted, the Hawks winning the lottery at number two. I think overall it's the most important story of 2023. It's the one we're going to remember 20 years from now. I think in the actual present day, and I think the fact that it's the Blackhawks versus the Bears, it just kind of puts it at number two.
Well, I mean, I'll wait till you make your argument for number one before I start yelling at you.
Well, regardless of whether it's two or one or seven, it's one of the great game changers in the history of Chicago sports. Mm-hmm. He's 18 years old. He's got 32 points, right? After picking up two last night. He's more mature than me.
It's crazy.
I mean, I'm watching an interview last night. It's like, are you serious? How do you have this much confidence? How are you this calm? Yeah, you know, it feels like home being, it's like, what? You're like Jonathan Tays mature. You're 18. Right. It's all of it's crazy to me.
He's 9 years older than my 9-year-old who still doesn't shut the door when she goes to the bathroom.
Right.
Like, what are you doing? Like,
how can you be this good at life, at sports, at maturity, at everything?
I don't understand how that happens because, you know, I don't know. I don't understand how you get like a 5 or 6 year old into like something and like.
At 18 years old, I was delivering pizzas and overcharging my neighbors $1 to try to get away with things that I did.
Says $14.56.
How much did you charge them? $14.56. You charged them $15.68. You son of a bitch. What if I tell your dad? Please, Mario, please do not. Thank you so much, Mario. I'll never do it again. I'm so sorry.
All right.
Never really apologized to the neighbors. So official apology now. Sorry. Shouldn't have done that.
So number one is not, you know, it's not so much a story, but I just wrote down Justin Fields, Justin Fields, Justin Fields. And this is my argument, Lawrence. You can't go anywhere in this city for the last 365 days and not hear Justin Fields' name. And I mean, we're hearing Justin Fields' name brought up 200, 300 times a day.
Keep Justin. You better keep Justin.
It's the most polarizing argument that we may ever see for the Bears.
You nailed
it's
it, man.
It's the biggest decision that we'll ever see for the Bears. The Bears have not won in 38 years. We need a Bears Super Bowl so badly, and like we don't know if Justin Fields is the guy to do it. We don't know if Caleb Williams is the guy to do it. We don't know if Matt Eberflus is the guy to lead them. We have driven ourselves crazy over this entire year just with the situation.
Can I give you just a sense of calm?
Okay.
All right. And he might work out beautifully. I'm not saying that he won't. But if they move on from Matt Eberflus, I think it's going to be okay.
No, it's fine. Yeah.
If they move on from Justin Fields, I think it's going to be okay. I think it'll be all right. I'm not saying they should. I'm just telling you, the guy that's, you know,
right,
solid, spectacular with the legs, great in the locker room, really well respected. We're not trading Patrick Mahomes, man. We're not. So,
but I think that's a different. I think that's all a different story here. I mean, different angle here.
But your number one thing is right. He is. It is amazing. It's truly amazing what's happened in this town. He is. I mean, look, if you go back, walking into training camp, everyone is wearing the one jerseys. Mm. 5-year-olds, 50-year-olds wearing one. Conversation everywhere you turn. Are you a Fields guy? You sticking with Fields? Do you want Fields? Is Fields going to be here? What do you think they're going to do? You're right. I mean, it's unbelievable.
I mean, nothing takes over Chicago quite like the Bears. I mean, nothing comes close. Even someone like Connor Bedard, who is being mentioned in the same breath as Sidney Crosby and Connor McDavid and even Wayne Gretzky and the things that he's been able to do. And yeah, I mean, at one point, he may be at the top of the, I mean, maybe already is at the top of the Chicago thing, but if a Bear, you know, if a mid-level Bears quarterback ever comes along, he's going to be displaced. So that's just kind of how the calculus works out for me. And I love the Blackhawks. Like, the Blackhawks are my favorite team, but
Justin Fields walks down the street, everyone's turning and they're running up to him. Cody Bellinger walks down the street, 93% of Chicago doesn't know who it is. I mean, that's the reality.
Yeah.
Fields fanatics.
And Justin Fields could well be the number one story next year. I mean,
yep.
Justin Fields / Caleb Williams. I mean, he'll be in the description.
I told you. Yeah, you could mark it down. Whatever they do with this number one pick.
All right, we're going to go over some honorable mentions here.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
All right, so there was a lot of things that were actually, you know, big stories in the moment, maybe didn't quite bubble up to top 10 status. I mean, I did a pretty robust list here, so I'll just kind of go down them, and you guys can offer maybe your very quick thoughts on them. First one I had was, and these are in really no particular order, honestly. Bears trade for Montez Sweat, signed defensive end to long extension.
Felt risky for a second, feels amazing today.
Kevin Warren leaves Big Ten to become president of the Bears.
Seems like a good idea. Not really sure if anything's going to happen or not.
Never been more confident in the organization. That was a big.
Never been more confident in the clown show organization that is the Chicago Bears.
Well, right. It is a little bit of a tallest.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh?
Along those lines, the Bears finalized sale of Arlington Park. Tear that racetrack down and still are flirting with any municipality that will go out to like a Carrabba's with Kevin Warren.
The video of Carm and his hard hat singing songs in front of them tearing down Arlington Park. That was wonderful.
Yeah, that was sad. Stay in Chicago. But it's a huge story.
Bears defensive coordinator Alan Williams and running back coach David Walker leave team in separate incidents, but under similar mysterious circumstances.
Me repeating the same thing I said about the clown show organization.
I'm still stunned that happened, because I thought Alan Williams was the most perfect, nicest, straight down the middle dude of all time. But apparently,
I do miss this the hour where all of Twitter believed that Charles Tillman had raided Alice Hall with the rest of his FBI teammates.
That was cool.
Yeah. The house was not in great shape at Hallis there for a while, but they've cleaned it up now.
NASCAR stages.
I mean, it's not true that I believe Luke Getsy still has a job. Flus is still employed.
NASCAR stages a first Chicago street race in less than ideal weather over the 4th of July weekend.
Complete nightmare. Don't come back. I know they are coming back. I hate it.
When are we getting Brandon Johnson on? Remember you were in touch with the mayor's office on his inauguration day you were trying to get
Brandon
on?
Brandon has a lot of issues right now.
I
think Brandon needs to go on a sports podcast.
I think he should. Why not lighten up the mood?
I haven't reached out.
Carm will grill him on the migrant issue.
I haven't reached out for about 3 months.
Carm has some solutions.
Listen, Brandon, you're all the chair is welcome, is open, and you are welcome. We would love to have you. I've reached out to your guys.
Yeah, Brandon, should we keep Justin or should we go with Caleb Williams?
That would be something that we would ask you, Brandon. We wouldn't necessarily ask you about how Chicagoans are getting completely screwed on 7,000 things. We'll talk sports and have a little fun, and then I'll give you my plan on how to keep the Bears in Chicago, and everyone will win.
And the chat will be very toxic. It'll be great.
Kelvin Kiptum breaks world record at Chicago Marathon.
Yeah, okay.
Sky make playoffs after the midseason departure of James Wade, hire Teresa Weatherspoon as successor in offseason. Actually seems like the Sky like weathered that pretty well and
weathered that spoon. Yeah,
weathered that
spoon. I'm excited for a spoon era. She won the opening presser, that's for sure.
She did, yeah. Corey Perry dismissed from Blackhawks after unacceptable conduct.
Not great, Bob.
We know everything that came with that story, which was total weirdness. That Kyle Davidson press conference was like
cool.
Top five trafficked videos for us over this year.
Yeah,
I believe it.
Liam Hendricks returns from cancer battle before season-ending elbow injury. We're going to miss Liam here in Chicago, that's for sure.
Great dude.
Jason Benetti leaves White Sox broadcast booth for Tigers. That almost kind of feels like it could have been top 10, honestly. That's pretty big.
It was a big deal. It is a big deal.
But he's still just an announcer. I mean, it sucks.
It's
huge.
Yeah.
But he's also.
I think it's big if you think that Jason Benetti would have been in that job for another 10 or 20 years, which I don't necessarily know that he was.
Lifelong Sox fan has dream job, chooses to leave organization to go work for rival team in worse city.
It's insane.
Now that you put it that
it's
way.
It's insane. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's weird. I don't know if it's top 10.
Pat Hughes inducted into Broadcasters Wing of Hall of Fame. That's a good one.
Well
That's a
positive run. One.
Mallory Swanson tears patellar tendon, missing out on World Cup and changing fortunes of the Red Star season.
That sucked.
Laura Ricketts-led group buys the Red Stars.
That's cool.
Fire hires Frank Klopas as head coach again, but miss out on playoffs on season's final day.
Talk about a clown show organization. Frank Klopas.
And that was 2023 in Chicago sports.
I didn't realize they had a chance for the playoffs in the final game.
No, not a lot of people did.
What, the Fire?
Yeah.
I mean, basically, most of the MLS makes the playoffs, so the fact that they've, again, missed the frickin' cut, like, it's just really pathetic. They're a horrible organization.
So no teams won a playoff game in Chicago sports in 2023. The Chicago Sky were the only team to make the playoffs, and they were swept 2-0 by Las Vegas. They made the playoffs with a under 500 record. 7 of the 8 teams that we have podcasts for finish under 500. So, Carm, let's just pray and hope for a better 2024.
Yes, please. It's time. I hope that the highlight of my basketball, well, of the NBA basketball season this year is not the Bulls getting into the play-in game and getting almost beating a Miami Heat team that made a run to the finals. We'll say shout out honorable mention that you did not have in there on the fine Wildcat basketball team making the NCAA tournament for the second time ever.
There you go.
It was an amazingly fun year, which I thought that Chris Collins was going to get fired.
I did enjoy watching that game in Indianapolis that they lost with Braggs just screaming at you as like there was like I believe 20 people all standing around a bar that was actively trying to close as we were just standing there. And they kept kicking us sort of further and closer to the door and turning off other TVs. And then Bragg's just screaming at you the whole time.
Yeah, I thought that they had lost their tournament bid that night and I wanted to kill him. And I don't know why I didn't.
You should have.
By the way, Skokes and Lucy B talking about Rocky Wirtz. We did mention Rocky when we were talking about Chicago sports legends that died, Butkus and...
sorry, he didn't make the graphic on the screen.
Butkus, Bobby Hull, Rocky.
All right.
I'm looking forward to going to the Rocky Bar at the United Center and having a Manhattan.
$17, by the way, you asked last week.
That's not, honestly, that's not terrible.
I predicted 18. So.
Overall, I mean, if you went to your standard bar and got an old-fashioned,
yeah, it's at least 12, 12
bucks, 13, yeah, so. Yeah. I'm sure this is premium, delicious United Center.
We talk Center about the, one of the greatest things I think that happened at the United Center was the walk-in, walk-out markets.
Yes.
That's changed. In the 300 level, it's changed. It's just been a game changer. You go there, you get your popcorn, you get your beer, whatever, and you're out.
Bang, bang.
It is very weird. Like, it just knows that your credit card, I don't understand how it works, but it works. It's crazy.
Jeff Bezos is somewhere, and he's just tailing it down.
I thought you were going to say one of the best moments in Chicago sports in 2023 was when Eddie Vedder announced that Chris Chelios was going to be going to the rafters. I was there for that. That was exciting.
Fun. Yeah.
The Chelios family, their broadcast talents, hats off, man.
They're good. Yeah, Cole Komet joining CHGO, that was fun.
That was cool, yeah.
CHGO winning the
Cup League,
the softball championship.
Carm has been waiting for an hour and exactly an hour now for you to say something about this.
I mean, it should have been number one. I don't know how it was.
It was number one.
I mean, when a week after the fact that the whoever we played, I can't remember the team, was complaining that about our roster. Yeah. Okay.
The
world champs right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we won playoff games.
CHGO golf outing was awesome.
That was fun.
Looking forward to a big 2024 here at CHGO and with Chicago Sports. Again, thank you for all of your support. Make sure you tell a friend about the Chicago Sports Podcast. We're here every Thursday afternoon, just getting the job done. But I want to wish everyone else a happy new year. We all silly like the mayor.